This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد. We continue in our discussion of the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the name that we will discuss today is the name of Allah Al-Jameel. The name of Allah Al-Jameel, and the name Al-Jameel translates as the one full of beauty, the one who is the most beautiful. Now this name of Allah is an interesting name in that it does not come from the Qur'an. We do not find this name in the Qur'an. Rather, this name is found in the Sunnah. And this leads us to an interesting footnote, and we mentioned this last week, that the names of Allah come from one of two sources, the Qur'an or the Sunnah. We don't have the right to derive the names from our own mind. We don't just sit down and contemplate what are the names of Allah. No, we derive them. And there are two sources, the Qur'an and the authentic Sunnah. So we actually find a number of the beautiful names of Allah in the Sunnah. So we find them in another source, and that is also an indirect revelation from Allah. We believe that what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said is also a revelation, but not like the Quran. So we consider the Sunnah to be a source of theology and law, and the hadith or the name of Allah Al-Jameel occurs in a hadith, and that hadith is a famous hadith narrated by Abdullah ibn Mas'ud that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "No one shall enter Jannah who has an ounce of arrogance in his heart." You can't enter Jannah if you have arrogance. So a man was sitting in the audience and he raised his hand. He said, "O Messenger of God, every single one of us, we like to wear good clothes and have good shoes. Is this arrogance? So you're saying we can't enter paradise with arrogance, but I like to wear good clothes. I like to have good shirts, good shoes. Is this arrogance?" And the response of our Prophet ﷺ was the beautiful response, the most beautiful response. "Inna Allaha jameelun يُحِبُّ الجمال." Allah is Al-Jameel, and He loves Al-Jamal. And I'll explain all of this in a while. And then he went on, he said, "Arrogance is to look down at people and to reject the truth when it comes to you." So he defined arrogance, and that's a separate topic altogether. We are interested in the hadith Al-Jameel. So this also shows us, by the way, a very interesting point. And that is that there are names of Allah that are known to the prophets. Because on the spot he said, "Allah is Al-Jameel." This name is not in the Quran, is it? Right? So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has some of the knowledge of Allah's names that he shares when the need arises, and this is proven in the du'a, the prayer that we say in the witr sometimes, that, "Oh Allah, I ask you by every name that you have, every name that you have named yourself, every name that you have sent down in a book, every name that you have taught some of your servants." So there are names that Allah has taught to His servants that other servants don't know. And there's no question that our Prophet Muhammad ﷺ has the greatest knowledge of any human with regards to Allah. And he will share with us that knowledge on a need-to-know basis. What we need to know, we know. What we don't need to know, he might know much more. And obviously he does know much more, and we don't need to know it. So one of the names of Allah that our Prophet ﷺ had and he gifted or he shared with us is the name Al-Jameel. Now what does the name Al-Jameel entail? What is the name the most beautiful entail? When we apply the name to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this actually has four meanings, four connotations. Number one, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, exalted may He be, is Himself the pinnacle of beauty and perfection. He Himself is Al-Jameel, and there is nothing that is more blessed and beautiful than Him Himself. And this is proven in the fact that the greatest reward that any believer will be given is not Jannah. Jannah is not, paradise is not the ultimate reward. There is a reward that is sweeter than paradise. There is a reward that is more holy than paradise itself. Allah says in the Quran, لَهُمْ مَا يَشَاءُنَ فِيهَا وَلَدَيْنَا مَزِيدٌ. They will have everything they want in paradise, but we have something even better than that. We have something even better than paradise. What is better than paradise itself? It is explicitly mentioned in the Qur'an, وَجُوهٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ نَاظِرَةٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهَا نَاظِرَةٌ. On that day, eclipsed, it will be set aside and discarded when the ultimate blessing is going to be given, and that is the blessing of gazing upon the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that blessing cannot be given to anybody in this world, because we cannot withstand the beauty. Allah is too beautiful and too powerful and too holy for our flesh and blood to see. And that's why when Musa said, Rabbi arini anzur ilayk, let me see you, O Allah. Allah, what did Allah say? لَن تَرَانِي. You won't be able to see me. You will not be able, you cannot bear it. No human has ever seen Allah up till now, because the flesh and blood cannot see Allah. Our Prophet ﷺ went up to Al-Isra wal-Mi'raj, the blessed night journey. And Abu Dharr asked him, O Messenger of Allah, did you see Allah? Did you see your Lord? You were so close. كَانَ قَابَ قَوْسَيْنِ أَوَدْنَا. You went closer than any other human being ever in the history of humanity. You went the closest. Did you see Allah? And what did our Prophet ﷺ say? نُور أَنَّا أَرَى. There was light everywhere. How could I see him? He was blinded by the light. What light? The light of Allah's veil, Allah's hijab. And this is a beautiful point here. Allah has a hijab. By hijab we mean a veil. And that veil, when we wear a veil, it is a veil of darkness. It is a veil of enveloping and covering. But Allah's veil itself is a veil of light. Allah's veil is not darkness. Allah's hijab itself is a hijab of light. As our Prophet ﷺ said, حِجَابُهُ النُّورِ. This is a hadith in Sahih Muslim. Allah's hijab is itself nur. لَوْ كَشَفَهُ. If he were to lift the hijab, لَأَحْرَقَتْ سُبُحَاتُ وَجْهِهِ مَنْ تَهَى إِلَيْهِ بَصَرُ مِنْ خَلْقِهِ. The rays of light that would come from his face would destroy the entire creation. Allah is too beautiful and too powerful for the creation to even see and withstand. So as a mercy to the creation, Allah has veiled himself from the creation. And that veil is the veil of light. And that is why the number one meaning of Al-Jameel, Allah himself is the pinnacle of beauty. And Allah's beauty is so powerful that we cannot even see it until we enter the next life and the next world, when our flesh and blood will no longer be like this and we will enter our eternal state. And that is why one of the du'as of the Prophet ﷺ, narrated by Ammar ibn Yasir, the famous long hadith, he said in the du'a, Allahumma inni as'aluka ladhata nazari ila wajhika al-kareem. O Allah, I ask you the sweetness of looking at your noble and beautiful face. This is a prophetic dua. Ladhata nazar. He literally called the gaze ladha. Ladheed is beautiful. So to merely gaze upon Allah is the ultimate blessing. And that is because Allah is Al-Jameel. This is the first meaning. The second meaning, that Allah Azza wa Jal's names and attributes are names and attributes of beauty and perfection. Every name of Allah is a name of beauty. Every attribute of Allah is an attribute of beauty. And we have seen this already in the names that we have discussed. That Allah Azza wa Jal's names and attributes, His characteristic is that of beauty. The third meaning is that Allah's dealings with the creation are dealings of jamal, are dealings of beauty. Allah deals with us in a beautiful manner. He overlooks almost all of our sins. He forgives, He covers up. He does not deal with us in an evil manner, in an uncouth manner. He deals with us in the most beautiful manner, beyond even what any human can do. Allah says in the Quran, if I were to deal with mankind in accordance with what they did,
If Allah were to be fair, exactly every evil be punished and every sin be rewarded. If every sin that we did would be punished, Allah says, مَا تَرَكَ عَلَى ظَهْرِهَا مِنْ دَابَّ. Not a single creature would remain on the soil. If Allah were to deal with us the way we deserve. But Allah doesn't do that. Why? Because He is Al-Jameel. He is the beautiful. And He deals with us with a beautiful manner. He overlooks almost all of our sins. And He is willing to forgive each and every sin if we turn to Him. And He rewards us much more than we deserve. These are interactions of Jamal. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Jameel. And the fourth meaning of Jamal is that of the meanings of Al-Jameel is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made His creation beautiful itself. So Allah is Al-Jameel and He created the world in a beautiful fashion and manner. He created us in the most beautiful fashion. وَصَوَّرَكُمْ فَأَحْسَنَ صُوَرَكُمْ. He created the world in a manner that every one of us, even those of no faith, they are in awe when they look at the beauty of the creation. You know, we all, once in a while, we get a postcard in the mail or even online or Facebook. There's these videos that come of these beautiful places in the world. These mountains and these rivers and these fjords and these... And we see these images. Even if you have no faith, your heart is filled with a sense of awe, of appreciation. And a leading theologian of our times, a Christian cleric, he actually remarks, one of the proofs of the existence of God, this is a Christian, and he says, one of the proofs of the existence of God is the fact that we as humans appreciate the beauty of the creation. Because there's no reason for a biological entity without a God to appreciate beauty. The fact that we can appreciate beauty indicates that God is beautiful and He created His creation beautiful and He then gave us the mechanism to recognize that beauty. And this is a valid Islamic point. The very fact that we can recognize beauty, and Allah says in the Quran, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, that in the creation of the heavens and earth, in the alteration of the night and day, looking around you, you see the beauty. All of this, there are signs for those who have faith. And every one of us, when we see a star-studded night, when we see the sunrise or the sunset, when we see some of these beautiful places on our planet Earth, we cannot help but be overwhelmed by the perfection and the beauty of Allah's creation. Because Allah is Al-Jameel and He loves Al-Jamal. And the final point, you can even make this a fifth point, is that of the meanings of Al-Jamal, as our Prophet ﷺ said, is that Allah loves Jamal. إِنَّ اللَّهَ جَمِيل يُحِبُّ الْجَمَال. So He loves to see us dressed up in a beautiful manner. Allah says in the Qur'an, this is a Qur'anic verse, خُذُوا زِينَتَكُمْ عِنْدَ كُلِّ مَسْجِدٍ. Wear your best clothes in every mosque. Allah wants us to dress up in an Islamic manner, without going or extreme, without arrogance, without kibr, without showing off. Allah says, خُذُوا زِينَتَكُمْ عِنْدَ كُلِّ مَسْجِدٍ. Take your best clothes to every masjid. And our Prophet ﷺ in this very hadith, when the man says, is it arrogant to want to wear a good shirt and a good pant? Is it arrogant to want to wear good clothes and good shoes? What did our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? Inna Allaha jamilun yuhibbul jamal. That's not arrogance. It's okay to want to wear and dress decent. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had special clothes he would wear on Friday, on Eid. He had special clothes when guests would come, dignitaries. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was very particular about smelling good, looking good, grooming himself. Some religions, they want you to look bad. And I'm not making this up. Some religions think it's not appropriate to take baths. There are some religions out there, they don't take baths. Or they consider that you should have a shabby look. You should dress down. You should wear torn garments. That's not our faith. In our faith, we are commanded not to be extreme, not to go flashy and overzealous, but we're also commanded not to underdress. Once a man came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he had shabby garments, patches here and there, and the Prophet said, do you have money? Are you have some wealth? He said, yes, Allah has blessed me with gold and silver and camels and whatnot. So the hadith goes, Allah loves to see the effects of His blessings on His servants. Meaning, if Allah has blessed you with money, don't dress like this. Allah loves to see the effects of His blessings on His servants. إِنَّ اللَّهَ جَمِيلٌ يُحِبُّ الْجَمَالِ. Now obviously I have to give the caveat here. Allah does not like israf. Israf means to go flashy, to go overboard. to wear overly expensive and to be gaudy. No, that's not Islam. But at the same time, to dress shabbily, to have patches when you can afford, that too, that's not Islam. Islam is the middle. And you dress according to your means. And when you dress according to your means, you dress with jamal. Of course, with the confines of the sharia, the garments have to be in accordance with Islamic sharia. That's a separate topic. But the point is, as a rule of principle, memorize, إِنَّ اللَّهَ جَمِيلٌ يُحِبُّ الْجَمَالِ. The bottom line, brothers and sisters, of the most beautiful names of Allah. In fact, it is the name of beauty itself. Of the most beautiful names of Allah, and the name of beauty is Al-Jameel. And knowing this name, believing in this name, it makes us feel such a sense of humbleness and pride. We thank Allah that we are worshipping Al-Jameel, and we become very eager to see Al-Jameel. Every one of us should want to see Al-Jameel. That should be our top goal, is to get the blessing of looking upon the face of Al-Jameel. So let us memorize that hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahumma inni أسألك لذة النظر إلى وجهك الكريم. Oh Allah, I ask you for the sweetness of looking upon your beautiful and noble face. Inshallah, we will continue tomorrow. وجزاكم الله خيرا والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.